Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Hello, everyone. My co-host Lisa Davis is off today, so I will be hosting solo. Have you tapped into your full potential and self-worth? If not, our next guest will sure show you how. Cornell Thomas is a basketball coach, trainer, life coach, motivational speaker, and author. Through his program, Crossroads Basketball, he's helped hundreds of kids reach their full potential. I sure wish I had you as a coach, Cornell, when I was a kid. Welcome back to our show.
Hey, Dre. Nice to be here again.
Nice to have you on. So let's talk about, you know, tapping into our self-worth. I think this is an important topic to go over because I think a lot of people probably don't even realize their full potential. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, that's 100% right. I mean, I think I wrote a blog just recently called Priceless, and it basically talks about how to appreciate our own value. And if you don't appreciate your own value, you don't know your own value, you won't ever know if someone's depreciating it. So if I don't know my self-worth, you're going to let people treat you however they want to treat you. You don't know if it's good or bad. So it's very important, especially now in this day and age, to understand our value, and that's our value is priceless.
It really is. And so what would you recommend then for people to figure themselves out?
Well, I know I can use this in basketball text also. I know my kids that are, that play basketball, I tell them all the time, well, what do you do that you think is really good? And they'll be like, oh, I kind of do this okay, and I kind of do that okay. And I'm like, all right, well, what do you do that you think's bad? Oh, I do this bad, this bad. And they have a million things that they do that is absolutely horrible, which they don't do horrible. And then they have like two or three things they say that are good. And that all just comes from confidence and belief. So I tell them, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to write down some things that I think you do great. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't improve, but I think you're very talented at. And we're going to work from there. And then the things that you're weak at, then we can work and build that up. So those are also attributes that you have that are also great. So I think the main thing is just self-awareness and realize that all of us have talent. And we just might be in different things. I might be a talented speaker, or you might be a talented journalist or a talented whatever, but everybody has talent. So I think recognizing that first is the first step.
Cornell, do you think that, like you were saying that, the kids that you're teaching, that they have a whole laundry list of bad things, but a whole, maybe two or three things that they're good at. Do you think that's something that's taught to them by society to say, whoa, wait a second, if I say I'm too good at this, they're going to look at me like I'm conceited. Do you think that society plays a role in, in being able to express when we're actually good at something?
Society plays a huge role, and I agree with you 150%, because what we see on TV, that's what, for these kids, that's what tells them what great looks like. And what we see on TV is not what great looks like. I mean, if you look at the reality shows and all the other kind of crap that's on TV, like, that's not greatness. Greatness to me is that teacher that changes lives, or that police officer that helps people, or, there's greatness is all around us. It's not what you see on TV. But we're also told, you can be great, but you can't be too great, or you can't feel that you're great. Because if you do, then that's being cocky or arrogant. I think cocky and arrogant, it's such a gray area. Cocky and arrogance is when you think that you're great and you do nothing else to work on that greatness. Like, oh, I've arrived. There's nothing else left. To me, that's arrogant.
Right.
It's not, if I feel like I'm a great speaker and I'm still working on my craft and I'm helping others, and that's not me being cocky. That's me saying, hey, you know what? I'm good at what I do, but I'm going to get even better at what I do. So I think you're 100% right. Society tells us, if you're good, don't tell people you're good, or don't think that you're good, because that's being arrogant. That's false. That is 100% false. So I'm with you on that.
And I think for people, too, who don't necessarily have, let's say, some self-confidence or enough self-confidence, and they're constantly, putting themselves down or saying, how they're not good at certain things. And part of it is maybe it's, attention seeking. Part of it is just that insecurity, or both. I wonder, what are some good ways that, or tips that you can provide them with to build themselves up? Because I remember learning a long time ago that if we just look into the mirror and you stare at yourself in the mirror and you say, I'm amazing, I'm great, I could do this, I could do that, and be more specific with what it is that you're good at, eventually, even if you're even if, you know, you don't believe it at first, you eventually start to believe it. So would that be something you would recommend? Okay, so what are some other great tips that people could do?
Well, one, that's a great tip. I mean, we talked a couple months back. I was saying how I use that positive affirmation. I will, you know, do whatever. I will do, you know, have a great day. I will be successful. I will be, you know, I use that. That's my own positive affirmation. But I think that's a great one. I also think, you know, you said learning, like, learn, read. Read about people that are in the situation that are successful. There's millions of successful people out there. I read so much, and I love hearing stories, but like, you know, Pursuit of Happiness, and that movie came out with Will Smith, the story of Chris Gardner, and everybody's like, oh my God, it's such a powerful story. That is real life. It's not a movie. There's a guy that was living in, you know, staying in bathrooms at night with his son, with no money, and now he's successful, and he's a millionaire. So, knowledge is power, and go out and read, you know, research, you know, learn about people that are, you know, come through some hard times and now they're successful. That's my big thing. It helps me out because reading their stories gives me power within myself.
Yeah, I love that you say that. You know, many years ago, or I don't know how many years ago, I subscribed to Oprah Magazine, and I just absolutely love that magazine. And I remember, and it's right here as you're talking, I'm like, wait a second, you know, I have, you know, cards on my desk that I keep every day and I look at, not as often as I should. And as we're talking about it, I'm thinking, yes, I should look at it more often. And here's one, you know, or a couple of quotes that I found that I absolutely love. So hear this: what you find in your mind is what you put there. Put good things in there, right? So what you find in your mind is what you put there. So put good things in there. Right? How great is that? I thought that's a brilliant quote. And then you create your thoughts and your thoughts create your life. Do you like what you have created? Contemplate yourself each day and you will unravel the mystery of not only what you are, but who you are. I thought those were great.
That's awesome. Those are two very great quotes because this is what I speak about all the time. What you feed your mind. You know, it's just like what you're just talking with someone before, like what you feed your body. You know, if you feed your body junk, your body's going to feel like crap. If you feed your mind junk, your mind, you know, you're going to, your mental health is going to be bad. Your mind's going to feel like crap. Feel like crap. It's the same thing. You know, so if you feed yourself positive thoughts, you feed yourself confidence, you're going to be confident. If you feed yourself good food and not all the processed stuff, you're going to be healthy. You know, so it's the same thing.
The same thing. And, you know, and for some days, though, I know some days it's harder or in other days it's easier than others. And especially, you know, with the recent passing of Robin Williams and, you know, we think to ourselves, you know, like it's that state of mind is so important. And sometimes we have control and sometimes we don't. And I think that, you know, just even to honor him today in this whole conversation and remember him and what an amazing comedian and actor he was and how he lit up a lot of our lives. And I don't know, you know, how he touched your life, but please share. You know, we have about 30 seconds left, but please share, Cornell.
Well, I would just say this, and this is the dangers of television. We have to be careful not to confuse the character with the person that, you know, the real life person. And I wrote a quote before that said, even the happiest mask shed a tear. Because the Robin Williams we saw was the entertainer. You know, he's a person, I'm from Mork and Mindy, and, you know, he's, you know, Good Will Hunting. He's just great and fun and full of life. But he had his own personal demons, you know, off the television set. You know, so, it's a terrible loss. But there's thousands of people that die of depression that take their own lives. So we have to understand, like, what you see on TV doesn't mean the person's happy off the set. It just means that you're watching a character. And I think it's just so important that even if someone, you know, someone like Robin Williams can, you know, take his own life with, you know, famous and millionaire. I mean, that can happen to any of us. So it's just like we were talking about, just be positive and understand that there's always hope.
Thanks, Cornell. Well, if you want to learn more about Cornell, you can read his amazing blog at powerofpositivity.net. And you can also follow him on Twitter at Cornell Thomas. Cornell, thank you as always for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
I'm always Andrea Donsky. Yeah, it is. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy.